Unit 5. Travel English Part 1. Traveling to Korea. Page 23. Listening. In this unit, you will take an imaginary trip to Seoul, Korea. Listen to Ed being interviewed about his travel experience in Korea. Circle his answers as you listen. Finally, compare your answers with a partner.
Ed, why do you like Korea?
Oh, I think the simple answer is that I lived there for a long time and I know many people there.
Well, how long did you live there?
Well, back and forth, back and forth. I came altogether maybe 6 years, but three different times for some length of time. And then I've been there many times for a short period of time.
How many times have you been there, do you think, if you counted all the times?
Oh.
Roughly.
Maybe 10.
10 times?
Yeah.
That's all? Including all your small trips?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe 10 times.
What do you usually do when you go there?
Usually I have some kind of work-related thing to do. I have a paper to give, or I have some kind of work to do for the school. And then I often meet friends, and we like to go outside the cities, maybe hiking in the mountains, or we go to the beaches, things like that.
Mm-hmm. What's one of your favorite Korean foods?
There's a thing called genip that I like the most. Genip.
Genip?
Genip.
I've never heard of it. How do you spell that?
It's K-K-E-N-I-P.
Genip.
Genip, yeah. It means sesame leaf.
Sesame leaf.
It's the leaf of the sesame plant that has been preserved in soy sauce. It's got a very unique taste. It's very,
is
very
it
good.
Is it a side dish for
drinking
or something?
No, you can eat it. You usually take it with your chopsticks, and you put it over a bit of rice, and then close it in underneath, and put that whole thing into your mouth.
So sesame leaf.
Yeah.
And it's, sorry, it's soaked in what?
In a kind of shoyu sauce.
Yeah. Soy sauce. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not spicy?
It can be if you put some hot pepper in it, but usually it's not particularly hot, no.
Which place in Korea would you say is your favorite?
Oh, that's a hard question because it depends on what you're looking for. I very much like to go hiking in the mountains, and I suppose my favorite mountainous area is Seoraksan, which is, you know, the most popular with most Koreans, too. But so just for mountain reasons, Seoraksan is the best. If you want to go visit temples and shrines and things like that, either Songnisan is good, or down to Gyeongju. Mm-hmm. Gyeongju has a very important temple there, Pulguksa, and Sakuram. Those two places are very important historically, and I like to visit them.
How many times have you been hiking in Seoraksan? How do you say Seoraksan?
Seoraksan.
Seoraksan.
Yeah.
San means mountain, right?
Right.
Many times?
Let's see. One, two, three, four, maybe five times. Yeah.
What's a problem you've had before?
One time back about 20 years ago when I was teaching at a university in Seoul, the students were demonstrating. Uh-huh. And the police came onto the campus, and when the police moved, I was outside, and the students, and me included, we headed for the library, thinking we would be safe in the library, but the police had put tear gas in the library. And so when I went up the stairs toward the library, tear gas is totally...
It's
colorless.
Terrible.
And you can't see it. And all you can do is all of a sudden feel this stuff in your eyes. And it was the worst experience I had ever had.
How long
were
you affected or crying?
Not too long, because I didn't get into the building. Everybody went up to the building, and then they immediately left the building because it was full of tear gas.
Have you ever visited Lotte World in Seoul?
No, I haven't.
No?
No.